It's one of the best songs ever. All right. Take care, guys.
Yeah, but we were, you know, like, kind of juvenile when that song was a hit.
What are you, 9 years old in fourth grade?
Yeah, we used to take that song title and substitute one word, and it made it real dirty.
It says here that he was with the Ivy League, the Flower Pot Men, White Plains, the Pipkins.
White Plains. My Baby Loves Love. My Baby Loves Love.
And the Pipkins did Give Me That Ding.
Edison Lighthouse, The First Class.
Oh, yeah, with Beach Baby. We'll do that next week, too.
And Brotherhood of Man.
Dang.
Oh, yeah.
United We Stand.
Yeah, United. Right, right.
I guess so.
It was like one of those things, sort of like almost a protest song in the late 70s, I think.
Yeah, United We Stand, yeah.
Wow. I mean, that's pretty interesting, the guy.
We'll do a Tony Burrows week. How about that?
Hey!
There we go.
Our tribute to Tony Burrows continues. I was thinking of that song by the Pipkins the other day because my pet name for Briscoe is Mr. Thing, Mr. Gub, Mr. King. Yeah. Give me that ting, give me that ting.
Not one of my favorite songs.
Then I'll never sing it again.
David Little from Tucker McCann is here. You've got new stuff coming in, and you've got a bunch of chocolates.
The biggest thing we've got going on is the ladies have been to market. They have bought all kinds of cool stuff. It's coming in here in the next week or so. But the one thing we do better than anybody is chocolate. And if you want some chocolate, we're going to have all kinds of new things we're doing. We're doing some white chocolate turtles, white chocolate caramel sticks, all kinds of new chocolate ideas, more dark chocolate. We're going to do those things because people have asked for them and we're going to get them for them. And you know what? If chocolate isn't your thing and you just want some good old-fashioned farm-fresh pecans, we've got those at Tucker Pecan. Whether you want them halves, pieces, roasted and salted. Our roasted and salted are absolutely out of this world. We dry roast them in an oven, which makes them healthier and better for you. We are located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
Saddle up for the 64th annual Southeastern Livestock Exposition Rodeo at Garrett Coliseum, March 18th through the 20th. We're bringing the best of PRCA cowboys and bucking stock to Montgomery. Freestyle bullfights, children's events, and big laughs with hometown rodeo clown Trent McFarland. Ticket deals for active military, a Friday night family four-pack, and children enter free with an adult and an official SLE rodeo coloring page. Learn more and purchase tickets at slerodeo.com or call 888-2-RODEO.
Join us today from 11:30 to 1 at Airnell Home Services on Main Street in Millbrook for our Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Drop off your pet and shelter supplies to help the River Region Humane Societies.
It's March 4th, the greatest day ever. On the 4th of March, 2005, billionaire media mogul Martha Stewart was released from a federal prison after serving 5 months for insider trading. Ms. Stewart's vacated cell was immediately filled by another prisoner who exclaimed, "I don't know who was here before me, but I love what she's done with the place." Have a great March 4th, the greatest day ever.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves firing back at President Biden after the president slammed states, including Mississippi and Texas, that are ending mask mandates. Reeves writing on Twitter that no insults from the president will stop us from leaning towards freedom. The House passes sweeping voting reform legislation over GOP opposition. Republicans arguing that the bill will make it easier to commit voting fraud. And a police reform bill, dubbed the George Floyd Justice in Policing Act, has cleared the House with no Republican support. The measure now will go to the Senate, where it's facing an uncertain future. Stock futures in the red on Wall Street this morning. Right now, the Dow futures down about 19 points. NASDAQ futures off 2. S&P futures 3.5 points lower. More details at srnnews.com.
Excuse me. Why don't you have life insurance yet?
I've got diabetes, and I know the price will be through the roof for the pre-existing condition.
Well, actually, SelectQuote makes it easy to get very affordable life insurance, even if you have a health issue.
I'm listening.
You'll get quotes from some of the country's most trusted carriers. Even with your diabetes, you can get around $250,000 in insurance for as little as a dollar a day.
That would be amazing. What's it called again?
SelectQuote. Just call or go to SelectQuote.com to get your free quote. Get the coverage you need at a price you can afford. Call 1-800-694-1010 or go to SelectQuote.com today. That's 1-800-694-1010 or SelectQuote.com. SelectQuote. We shop, you save. Get full details on example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Monthly premiums vary based on health, company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
So you're saying the universe created a sitcom starring two Avengers?
It's 11:30, I need some caffeine.
I'm Wanda.
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 I'll stay up overanalyzing every scene.
Wanda. Wanda. Who's doing this to you, Wanda?
Thursday night at midnight, decision to make.
You don't get to make that choice for me, Wanda.
Do I wait until tomorrow?
Decides what makes it onto her show and what doesn't.
Fill my eyes with that WandaVision.
Wanda, listen to me. This whole thing is about vision.
I'm sleep deprived from that WandaVision.
Maybe I could get that coffee now? Or not?
Ooh, have a little decency. Keep your comments spoiler free. That WandaVision is a masterpiece.
Wanda!
Vision?
All right, for those of you who aren't sure what WandaVision is, let's turn to the River Region's favorite nerd.
Yeah, bad time to turn to me on this one. I have not seen a single episode of that yet.
But you know the origins of this, because it's a big deal. It's tonight.
The finale, season finale would be tonight. Yeah. Or series finale. I don't know. It hasn't been renewed. It may not be planned to be renewed.
Who plays it? I mean, who? What is it on? What?
It's
on Disney Plus.
An extremely creative Marvel Comics show.
Oh. Yeah. One of those.
It started out in black and white, like I Love Lucy with canned laughter. They went to color, like Bewitched and Brady Bunch, then progressed to the styles of The Jeffersons, Modern Family, The Office, just to name a few. But who is Sword?
That's an anagram for it means like strategic and whatever. I don't know.
Oh, it's sort of like the United Federation of Planets, Bozo.
Bozo.
Jesse wasn't good during that humiliating moment for me on the show.
Who was Picard?
Who's Picard?
I never asked who Picard. I know who Picard is. I'm not Picarded.
That's how it started, though.
Yeah, it started with Jean-Luc Picard.
Because you'd asked about something like that. I can't remember.
Then I just fired back.
It's like only the...
Just because I have a life and I haven't had time to watch all 7,000 variations of Star Trek like you two have. They really embarrassed me, though. They really humiliated me.
They let you have it. You said they. I said absolutely nothing. It was hilarious, and I laughed, but I didn't say anything.
You see, that's just as bad as sans.
Well, it was just so funny to hear Rich come back with that.
That is better for
Yeah, that was the fun part. It was kind of unexpected. I mean, it's really more like a Tourette's outburst from Rich. Sort of thing. We're at 9 minutes after 8 o'clock.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. They put God and family first, where you can get home weekly, great benefits, and 401k that the company matches up to 4%, and you're automatically invested. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
We started off in the 30s, but we warmed up 4 more degrees again this hour, up to 48 now, on our way to a high of 72 today on a nearly perfect Thursday. With plenty of sunshine. Yesterday we had 66. We'll do better than that today. Mostly clear, chilly tonight, but not as cold as it was this morning. Low 43. Tomorrow, I think our high temperature will be up around 70 on Friday, with clouds increasing during the day, but we will be dry during the daytime. Maybe some widely scattered showers, perhaps late Friday night in the overnight hours, and then dry For the weekend, Saturday and Sunday. Lots of sunshine. A little cooler, but not bad. I mean, mid-60s on Saturday and upper 60s on Sunday. We'll be back to the 70s next week. Right now this morning, clear skies and 48 at 8:11.
John Bobo here with Capital Tractor. When there's work to do, ground to break, earth to move, and a reputation to uphold, you can count on durable Kubota equipment. Built right, built ready. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage. Together, we do more.
Who's ready?
Who's ready?
To play.
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game. Let's do it.
Everybody thinks that their dog is the cutest.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Mexican street dog, Chihuahua, Manchdeweenie, and Brussels Griffon. But according to a scientific study, one breed above all others is, in their scientific estimation and calculation, the cutest of all.
Oh.
So which breed do you think this is?
Mexican street dog? No.
Didn't make the top five. Sorry. They're adorable, though.
Yeah.
So what do you think it is? 27292. How hard can this... This is the easiest contest. Pick a dog breed. It's not an obtuse one, by the way. It's not...
God, I hope it's not poodle.
You know, this is a breed that's, in fact, it's not just very well known, it's very celebrated. But I can't tell you why, or they'd be giving you a clue, too much of a clue.
Okay.
So you can reach out to us at 272-9228, 272-9228, and we'll see if we can't give away $10, a $10 head start at the Seafood Bistro. Fabulous. But so many people who won that $10 gift card have called to say how much they loved their first Seafood Bistro experience, which is great. And we will start taking calls in a minute. Just pick a breed. 272-9228. Scientifically determined to be the cutest. While we're waiting for the board to fill up with call, let me mention that Jones Brothers is the company you need when... It doesn't necessarily have to be a heavy rain. It's just the rain that sort of breaks the camel's back, gets your house settles, finds that crack, creates a stain in the ceiling, and it's something you need to get addressed. Because, not just because it looks hideous inside the house, but you can't afford to have more water accumulate in that spot. Get a hold of Jones Brothers to come out, trace the origin of the leak, seal it so it doesn't happen a second time, and send a touch-up painter to get rid of the eyesore that the stain is. They do so much more. Vinyl siding, screen doors, we've used them for that. Caps for exhaust fans, for example, that I didn't know. Squirrels like to eat, but they do. So we are replacing ours with Jones Brothers. Their whole portfolio of services available at jbroof.com. 8 decades of experience, reputation for integrity. Their number is 800-264-8009 or jbroof.com. All right, we got a board full of call. And Sam, our favorite contestant, wants to be the first one to try this cutest dog breed, Conundrum.
Or favorite contestant. All right. I'm moving up. Hey, Greg, we're a Chihuahua family. We love them. And like I said, it's amazing how the little jokers, they get along. We, here on the farm, we usually have some large dogs.
Well, which breed are you
Which breed do you think?
Oh, I'm sorry. Chihuahua. Thought I lost you for a second.
Okay.
Lincoln's ears.
Yeah.
It's not a Chihuahua. But thank you. That's exactly the kind of guest we're looking for here. So where the hell is everybody? Do I have to pull out the Lawrence Welk music again?
Oh, no.
Where did I put it?
One toke over the line, sweet Jesus.
I covered it up with Joe Biden Clinton.
Clap for that, you stupid bastard.
Oh, don't you know?
One toke over... All right, well, we're just going to sit here until... You decide to cooperate at 272-9228. Again,
it's easy enough. It's easy enough. We're just asking
what's the cutest dog breed?
The cutest dog breed.
Scientifically determined. And we'll give you all the background on that. If I tell you more, you'll be able to Google it and look it up. And we don't want that to happen. So I know when I come back from this local newscast, we'll see all those calls coming in at 272-9228.
I think if you want to know the truth, mutts are some of the mutts.
Lincoln's a mutt.
Well,
yeah.
Chase is a mutt.
He's a chihuahua. Hershey's
Bailey.
A mutt.
Bailey was a mutt.
Hershey's a mutt. He doesn't have as many breeds in him as some dogs do, but let's get that local news while Jay is queuing up these calls.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. We continue to see improvements when it comes to statewide coronavirus hospitalizations. The Alabama Department of Public Health says they've now dropped to 559. The total number of confirmed COVID-19 cases in Alabama is now over 389,000. More than 14,000 cases were confirmed in the last 2 weeks. The Lee County community held a candlelight vigil last night to honor the 23 lives lost in the Beauregard tornado 2 years ago. The community also took time to recognize the first responders who were on scene in Lee County. And President Joe Biden will participate in the Bridge Crossing Jubilee in Selma this weekend. Organizers say Biden will appear virtually at the Martin and Coretta King Unity Breakfast Sunday morning. This year's Jubilee will be mostly virtual. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Here's a preview of the Biden breakfast.
I've done some dumb things, and I'll do dumb things again.
Okay, we got a conundrum going right now. Scientifically determined the cutest dog breed. Now we have a full board. Thank you very much. Gary, you're first.
Hi, Gary.
It's Jerry with a J.
Oh, Jerry. Jerry. Jerry.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you think?
A cat in a hat. A bulldog.
It's not a bulldog, no.
No. No.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Okay.
Appreciate the call. Did you see Leanne's Frenchie?
Oh, the Frenchie. Yes. Yeah.
So cute.
It was, Lucille.
It's Lucille's birthday, rather. Her birthday.
Lincoln went down just a minute ago and wished her a happy birthday through the window with his cute little bow tie and stuff being cute.
Oh, he's
gentleman.
All gussied he's up. He's got isn't his bow tie. Oh, look at that. He's got a green bow tie.
He's got a little bow tie.
Here is James.
Hey, James.
Hey, good morning.
What did science determine to be the cutest dog breed?
Well, they're everywhere that I know, so I'm going to just go with the dachshund.
Dachshund, that's a good guess.
El Niño, wiener dog.
Oh, man.
Well, I love them, but it's not the dachshund. 272-9228. Everybody, by the way, that qualifies.
What's your first?
The calls qualifies for the grand prize drawing tomorrow. Jim.
I'm sorry?
Yes.
Name that breed, the scientifically determined breed to be the cutest.
I would say beagle.
Oh, they're cute.
Plenty of beagles around.
They're cute.
Give me beagles. No, I'm sorry. But remember what a wise man once said.
The eagles rule.
I thought that said the beagles rule.
The beagles rule.
272-9228. Anthony?
Yes, Greg.
What do you think? Science determined this breed to be the cutest dog. What breed are we talking about?
I personally don't think so, but I hear so many people say it. I'm going to go with a pug.
Pug?
The pug. The puggle. Could that be it? I saw a really funny pug video yesterday. I'm always looking for animal videos to promote our show, and there was a really funny one out there, but...
Is that the dog with the face smashed in?
Yeah,
it has a black mask. Nose.
Yeah. All right, thanks for trying, Anthony. We appreciate it. 272-9228. Mike.
I'm going to go with a Shih Tzu.
Shih Tzu is...
Oh, and by the way,
they're cute.
Chase is 32% Shih Tzu, which is the most.
What's your name?
He's of anything because he's.
He did
he's
that 12 doggy
yeah,
DNA.
The DNA, yeah.
But
he's 12 different breeds.
But my favorite is Mexican Street.
Oh yeah, 3% Mexican Street Dog. I love it.
All right, let's go to our next line, and we can greet her with her own hotkey.
Rachel.
Hello, Rachel.
Hello.
Hi, you ready to win this contest?
Okay. Hopefully. Okay. Is it the Pomeranian?
Pomeranian. I love pom-poms.
Those fluff bombs. It's not the Pomeranian, but that's as good a guess as any.
Now, is it one of those foo-foo mixtures? Jeff?
I would not call this a foo-foo.
Okay.
First letter of your last name.
Leslie.
Hi.
Hang on.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm doing all right, and you?
Oh, pretty good. This scientifically determined to be the cutest dog is which breed?
Okay, hang on.
Let's try Golden Retriever.
Ooh, nice dog.
They are, and they're smart and loyal.
Yep.
but they did not win this contest.
Was that movie Marnie?
Thank you.
Oh, my God. The tearjerker movie. Do you know what I'm talking about, Jay?
I don't watch movies that have dogs on the poster.
Oh, yeah.
That means they're going to kill them.
That's policy. Yeah. What was that thing with Jennifer Aniston?
Marley and
Me. Yeah,
Marley and Me. That's the one I'm talking about. Oh, my God. It's torture.
No, I'm not watching
torture.
It. Don't ever surprise me with that when I come
no.
over.
No!
Sarah.
Hey.
Hi. How are you doing, Sarah?
I'm going to guess a Yorkie.
Yorkie's a cute dog.
Unfortunately, that's
not
it.
That's not it.
Shocking. I'm shocked like you are.
Thank you.
But because I think, you know, come on. They are the cutest. Let's move on. See, this is working out pretty well. You guys all scoffed at me when I suggested this.
Jay scoffed first.
We did not.
He's always the first scoffer.
We did not scoff at all.
You scoffed. Jeff.
Yeah.
Hey.
What?
My
the Yorkie? Pick a breed.
Pick one.
Poodle.
A poodle.
It's not the poodle, but that is a breed. Thank you for the call. Let's see. We have Gray Hair Runner on line 5.
Yeah, I was going to guess a teacup Yorkie.
I heard
some other people already guess that. So.
Little mansion names.
Poo on that.
Yeah.
It's a good one, though.
You got a different breed you can pick?
No, I've got one of the ugliest little old ratty-ass dogs anybody ever saw. He's a stray, and he won't leave. What can I tell you?
Well, we appreciate your good
He knows where his treats are.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, they sure do. Yeah.
All right, hang on. Thanks for the call. We've got some breaking news.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say?
shut up. If what I just saw on Fox is accurate, Governor Ivey will announce the end of our mask mandate today.
That's the buzz on the street.
Okay.
She's announcing a decision on it. It didn't say one way or the other.
It looked to me like she was.
It sure did look the way they phrased it.
It just the way they said it was Alabama governor to announce
mandate
to announce decision on mandate today.
I think he's going to lift it for everybody.
Very likely. Yes.
I think so.
He's going to lift it for everybody except Joey. She wants to protect her.
Joey.
Her little red fireman.
Who's talking to us?
All right, we're going to take a break here shortly at 8:22. The cutest dog breed determined by a scientific study. Ken, you're next on this one.
Good morning. Hi. Is it a snickerdoodle?
Snickerdoodle.
I wish I had one of those. Oh, I thought those were candy bars.
I thought it was like, I thought those were candle cookies or something.
I'd want to try one if there was a snickerdoodle. Yeah. It sounds delicious.
There is a snickerdoodle, isn't it?
Yes, and they're very expensive.
My daughter's mother and stepdad just got a sheepadoodle.
What?
It's white and black, and it's going to be, like, enormous, but they're really, really cute.
Like a sheepdog, a variation of a sheepdog?
Yeah.
Part poodle,
yeah. These are snickerdoodles. They are cookies.
There are cookies that are snickerdoodles.
Yeah, they're called snickerdoodles.
Yeah, they're the best.
They're cute.
Have you never had a snickerdoodle, Greg?
No.
No?
What?
No.
Oh, my God, I'm appalled.
Well, I grew up in a poor section of Chicago.
That's where you have snickerdoodles.
Kenneth.
Patches. Good morning.
Morning. I know, I was going to go there, but I thought, you know what? In these uncertain times, maybe I ought to keep my mouth shut. So what do you think? What's the scientifically determined cutest dog breed?
Well, my personal favorite is the Calahoula Leopard Dog. However, I'm going to go with a Corgi.
Corgi.
Huh. Yeah. They look like elongated Chihuahuas.
Elongated.
They look like a stretch limo version of the Chihuahua.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks,
Josh.
Thanks.
All right, let's see if James can get it. James?
Good morning. Good morning, Vidal.
I would say the
German Shepherds.
Oh.
German Shepherds.
I love those. Very smart dogs. Very smart dogs.
Yes, except rarely German Shepherds can be from inbreeding, a little bit
temperamental.
Difficult, yeah. And when I was I was 10 years old. It was on Lincoln's birthday. Mm-hmm. I got mauled by one of those things on a cold winter's day. And it's very hard to get away from a German Shepherd on an ice-packed sidewalk. Does everybody feel...
Y'all have a wonderful day.
Thank you.
Does everybody feel sorry for me now?
No.
Okay. Leslie.
How about a Pekingese?
Pekingese. That's not it.
Who's talking? Who's this?
But, it, again, thank you for the call. 272-9228. Let's see, which breed of car
first letter of your last name
is the most beautiful? That would be an interesting scientific study. I know they have several possible nominees at Jack Ingram.
Who's this?
I mean, yesterday we were looking at Mercedes, certified pre-owned Mercedes options, Audis.
News talk, who's this?
You know, I drive a Nissan Rogue, and they have... take a look at this first at Jack Ingram Nissan. This is a Rogue. It's a 2021. It is technically a pre-owned vehicle, certified pre-owned.
Right.
It has all of 1,504 miles on it.
Wow, that's not much at all.
So, and they just added an Altima to this group with 870. Oh, that's a Frontier truck, 872 miles. Again, it's a 2020. It's brand new.
800 miles.
800 miles, but wow. It's a certified pre-owned.
Yeah.
And these are the kind of deals you can get because they look for cars that are coming out of short-term leases. You don't pay the depreciation on the vehicle. Somebody else has done that for you, and you can buy one at an incredible price. Check these out at jackingramnissan.com. Get a hold of that great team over there. They'll bring a car to your home or office. Be happy to take care of all the paperwork off-site. Or if you want to go, they'll have a freshly sanitized vehicle of your choice waiting for you when you arrive at Jack Ingram Nissan on the boulevard, jackingramnissan.com. Really should look into this because it is always time to love what you drive. Hank, Taylor, Ragtop, Terry, Mike, in that order, you're next. I got to take a traffic break first.
Montgomery's Album Rock Station, 107.1. The Vault, we have got a little bit of congestion around the boulevard right now, but we're mostly light to moderate. I-65 and 85, moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery. No real problems anywhere around the city. Buckle up, drive careful. We will keep you updated. Get ready for spring at Midtown Plaza. Shop Foot Locker, Sally Beauty, Profession Nail and Spa, and more. Midtown Plaza and Street off I-85, another great McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Don't miss the Brubaker Service Special with multi-point inspection, oil change, tire rotation, plus wash and vacuum for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Welcome back to the Vault. Have a little Eric Clapton for just a minute. Right now at 8:28.
I can do some Fleetwood Mac for you.
You could.
I could sing it for you.
We have at 8, wow, now it's like, when we started this, it was very early in the hour.
Yeah.
Now it's almost 8:30. We got to find a winner here soon, and I may give a generous clue. This is the dog breed scientifically determined to be the cutest, the best looking. Hank.
Hey, Greg. How are you?
I'm good. This is a group also that would be...
Has anybody answered the dog question yet?
Not yet. You're up.
Chihuahua.
We've already had Chihuahua.
That's been guessed. It's bigger than a Chihuahua. That I can give you a hint. Much bigger.
Much bigger. Okay.
Well, maybe a rat terrier.
Not a rat terrier. Thank you, Hank. Taylor.
I'm going to go Minpin.
Minpin. They are interesting. Not the answer we need, though. Thank you for trying. Ragtop.
Hey, it's a Labrador.
Not a Labrador. But you're in the right size area there, okay?
Okay. So
it seems like we're at least getting closer.
And Leon's getting larger.
Terry, name that breed.
Dalmatian.
Nobody's named that, right?
Nope.
Give me Maldation.
That's it. Yes.
Hot dog.
Dalmatian.
Oh, my God.
We got some catching up to do, so I'm going to give you the specs on this when we come back from this break. I'm going to put Jay on with you so we can get you your $10 Seafood Bistro gift card. Yes, Dalmatian.
They're very popular at fire stations, right?
Yes. And at Firehouse Subs, it's their mascot.
Hey, they've made how many movies? 101 Maldations? That's what Goose used to call them when she was little. It's so cute. We'll run down the top breeds, and I'll explain the science that was used to determine this. All of that coming up on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Senior living doesn't have to break the bank. A full and active lifestyle is waiting for you at Caravita Village, and it's all included. Come tour their newly renovated facility and find out about their 2 free-month special through April 30th. Visit CaravitaVillage.com.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School in Montgomery. If you have ever considered starting your own business, or maybe, like me, had this fascination for the real estate business, then come join us. Our course covers the real estate law, agency, contracts, property management, and leases. We also discuss financing a home, property taxation, and how homes are sold in this market. Even with this pandemic, we've been showing, selling, listing, managing homes at a fast pace. Our supply is low, and there are plenty of buyers. Maybe now is the time you decide about a lifelong career of helping other people getting into a home for their family. Call us for details at the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. Online courses are also available, 551-0225, or my email, bogoodson@charter.net.
Thursday night classes have resumed. Call today.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Unless you've been living under a rock, then you know that mortgage rates are low. But did you know that mortgage rates have fallen to their lowest level since 1971? That's 50 years ago. So there's no wonder why you are getting bombarded with mortgage offers. Churchill said it best, a good speech should be like a woman's skirt, long enough to cover the subject and short enough to create interest. That's exactly what other mortgage companies do. They advertise a rate, a teaser, if you will. The advertised rate piques your interest, so you give them a call. You ask questions, only to find the advertised rate is not available to you, or there's a hefty cost for you to get that rate. Unfortunately, this is very common in the mortgage industry. When calling on Alabama Home Mortgage, you don't have to hope you're getting the best rate. You will know you're getting the best rate at the lowest cost to you. Call Alabama Home Mortgage, the number one mortgage lender in Alabama, today at 567-4223, or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS 1586368, Equal Housing Lender.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Protect your home with landscape and security lighting from our licensed and trusted electricians. Visit calldixie.com today.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
Join us today from 11:30 to 1 at Airnow Home Services on Main Street in Millbrook for our Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Drop off your pet and shelter supplies to help their River Region Humane Societies.
Senior living can be fulfilling and affordable, like a new renovated facility, 3 chef-inspired meals daily, transportation and companionship all included in one low monthly rate. Ask about their free month specials through April 30th. Visit CaravitaVillage.com.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Happy National Grammar Day. Let's hope it's wonderfuler than last year. Maybe you can find peoples to celebrate with. And remember, never, never, ever use no wrong wording. Me, for one, take for granted all of the other people's bad grammars. Specifically, how they is always thinking it's supposedly right to say, for all intensive purposes. I is fortunate, because my teacher teached me good, and I learned a lot. Thank yous.
All right, we just finished our contest, in case you missed it. Dalmatians were determined to be the cutest dog breed in a study that used the following criterion.
All right.
The symmetry of the face, ears, tongue, and other features. Using those criterion, Dalmatians were number one, but let's count down the rest of the group.
Number 5.
Basset Hound.
Oh, yeah, with the big ears.
Yeah, you know.
That bark.
Uh-huh.
Number 4.
The Labrador.
Yeah, I'm surprised nobody mentioned labs.
Number 3.
The Wire Fox Terrier. Was that the kind that FDR had, Fala? Was that a...
I don't know what kind of breed Fala was.
They're really... It was a terrier of some type. I'm just not sure.
Number 2.
I've never heard of this one. An Irish Water Spaniel.
Hmm.
I've heard of spaniels, but never, you know.
Heard of Mexican street dogs.
And number one was Dalmatians.
Right.
Others that, you know, made the top 10, Jack Russells.
Jack Russell's a cool dog.
English Bulldogs. Pugs did make the list. I don't see Yorkies here. I don't see how you can't include Yorkies in any of those cute dogs.
I've never had
or Chihuahuas.
I've never had a purebred. I've always had mix.
Even me.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I've got that ancestry, kid. I got to send my spit to them and find out. But I know that I come from a long line of Bohemians. Jay, we just gave away a Seafood Bistro gift card. Suppose we give everybody a sneak preview of lunch or dinner there.
Along with Chase?
Yeah, look at his dining companion today.
Hey, buddy.
Reservation for two, please.
Yes. I don't know that you can bring your dog into Seafood Bistro. Probably not. No. But you can bring yourself into Seafood Bistro. The doors open up at 11 a.m. today and every day. You can call them at 279-7500. Place an order. They'll be ready when you get there. Or it's, by the way, 1651 Perry Hill Road is where they're located. You can also have that food delivered by using the delivery apps on your phone. Any of them have the Seafood Bistro on there. You can see the entire menu there and order online if you would like to. Get it delivered or go pick it up. TheSeafoodBistro.com is their website, TheSeafoodBistro.com. I give you the location. I'll give you their hours. I give you all the information I'm giving you. But you'll also have the entire menu to look at TheSeafoodBistro.com. Enjoy a different kind of lunch, a different kind of dinner, or if you're planning a party, do something different. Get the boil bags. They also do wings if you would like to do that. Get wings and boil bag. Go all out for it. It's The Seafood Bistro. Like and follow them on Facebook and enjoy them for lunch or dinner today.
And by the way, when you're in, ask to see Paul and tell him you heard about him here on News Talk.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of the Herb Shop Wellness Center, Peppertree Shopping Center, Montgomery's number one nutritional and herb supplemental products. Check them out on the web at theherbshopal.com.
It's going to be an absolutely perfect Thursday after a great Wednesday. High temperature today up to about 72, sunshine, mostly clear, chilly tonight, but not as cold as it was this morning. We were in the 30s this morning. Overnight low temperature tonight down to about 43. Tomorrow, I think the high temperature will be near 70 on Friday. Clouds increasing during the day, but we're dry. Maybe some widely scattered showers in the overnight hours late Friday night. And then dry over the weekend, Saturday and Sunday. Lots of sun, mid-60s Saturday, so a little setback in the temperature, but not bad. You know, we were 66 yesterday. And we'll be in the upper 60s on Sunday and back to the 70s again next week. In fact, a couple days next week, we might even be right around 80. Right now this morning, clear skies, 48 degrees. It's 8:38.
Are you tired of renting instead of building equity in your home? ASC Credit Union can help. With historic low rates and an easy approval process, your dream of owning a new home can be a reality. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender. NMLS number 420259.
8:38, Morning Maroon's coming up.
Montgomery's Album Rock Station, 107.1, The Vault. We have got a little bit of congestion around the world right now, but we're mostly light to moderate.
We've been
I-65
twice.
And 85, moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery. No real problems anywhere around the city. Buckle up, drive careful. We will keep you updated.
Aim and
get
FM.
Ready for spring at Midtown Plaza. Shop Foot Locker, Sally Beauty, Profession Nail, and Spa, and more. Midtown Plaza and straight off I-85, another great McClinton and Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Brubaker Motors is celebrating 80 years in the family business with huge savings on cars, trucks, and SUVs. From our dealership to your driveway, shop online anytime. It's better at brubaker.com.
It's 8:38 here on the Vault. Some Iron Butterfly just ahead.
The whole 17-minute version of Indicata DeVita.
Don't forget, tonight Rich Thomas takes a look back at the career of Edison Lighthouse.
Plus, guy's name? Don't forget
Tony Burrows.
Don't forget our Tony DeFranco special.
Oh, yeah. Can't wait for that. 8:39. Yeah, we're going to get to those Morning Maroons shortly. Promise.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. The Lee County community held a candlelight vigil last night to honor the 23 lives lost in the Beauregard tornado 2 years ago. The community also took time to recognize first responders who were on scene in Lee County. We continue to see improvements when it comes to statewide coronavirus hospitalizations. The Alabama Department of Public Health says they've now dropped to 559. The total number of confirmed COVID-19 cases in Alabama is now over 389,000. More than 14,000 cases were confirmed in the last 2 weeks. And President Joe Biden will participate in the Bridge Crossing Jubilee in Selma this weekend. Organizers say Biden will appear virtually at the Martin and Coretta King Unity Breakfast Sunday morning. This year's Jubilee will be mostly virtual. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hi, this is Dan with Dan Black Studios. Do you have a box full of old home movies, high school football films, or dance recitals of your kids, and you would like to transfer them to DVD or digital files? Well, give us a call today at Dan Black Studios. We've been providing professional video services for almost 40 years, and all work is done here in our facility. Call about our 50% off special for the month of March. Dan Black Studios, 279-6036, or danblackstudios.net, and like us on Facebook.
C-Square Performance Automotive in Montgomery has the equipment and personnel to repair your vehicle and get you back on the road fast. All work at C-Square has a 2-year, 24,000-mile nationwide warranty and no credit check financing. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
Financing available. See dealer for details.
What are the top five reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high-traffic areas could generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Look, in that crowded restaurant.
At the amusement park.
In the movie theater.
It's Vaccinated Man.
Who?
Vaccinated Man, the man who acts like a strange being from 2019. Vaccinated Man, the only superhero who doesn't wear a mask. Vaccinated Man, fighting a never-ending battle for hugging, shaking hands, and returning to the American way.
It is 8:42. Let's bring in the great American Ayatollah.
In America, you have a right to be stupid.
Jean Carey, you got a right to be stupid. People exercise that right each and every day. We present for your consideration our Morning Maroon nominees. All right, starting out with the dumbest of the dumb. I teased this one last hour. It's a guy in England who just got a $3,800 fine for torturing his neighbors every Saturday night with terrible karaoke featuring the music of what band?
No. Oh, no. I don't remember the band. Do you remember?
It's not Edison Lighthouse. Terrible karaoke. From what band?
Is it another Tony Burrows band?
No. It's not the Pipkins.
No? Okay, what was it?
ABBA songs.
Oh, my God.
I'd have never gotten that. Never would have gotten that.
Knowing you and knowing me.
After blasting his neighbors with karaoke versions of ABBA songs, he switched to Dire Straits and then... Oh, my God. I would have insisted on his imprisonment. Islands in the Stream.
Oh, no.
With Kenny and Dolly.
No.
Yeah.
So he got almost a $4,000 fine for refusing to lower the volume.
That's not fine at all.
On his karaoke. All right. We have another music-related maroon story. 53-year-old Marianne Lannon has lived with her cousin in Clearwater for the last 5 years. And you would think with that kind of time equity, they'd be able to pretty much work anything out.
Right.
But 12:15 in the morning on last Tuesday, she freaked out over her roommates repetitiously playing of the disco hit Lay Free
by Chic.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
That's the one they just sing Freak Out over and over and over again. Sold about 80 billion copies in 1979.
Mm-hmm.
After enough of the chic music, Marianne shoved her 64-year-old cousin into a makeshift tiki bar they had set up. It collapsed. Her cousin fell through the bar, landed face first on a speaker, and ended up with a black eye. So she's been arrested for domestic battery.
Mm-hmm.
Our final nominee is a guy. Police in Nevada got into a chase with a guy going 100 miles an hour. This is the first time I've ever heard of this. There's plenty of car chases. As he was driving 100 miles per hour, his airbags were fully deployed.
Oh, does that happen?
Before he crashed into a wall. That's how he stopped. And this is near Carson City, Nevada. In addition to reckless driving, they measured his blood alcohol level, and it was 0.404. We were taught in rehab that at 0.40, you can just die. That
right.
For many people, that's just too much.
Alcohol poisoning.
Right. Alcohol toxemia. And you hear that happening from time to time.
Yeah.
So that was...
So you got that. You got the airbags deployed with the really drunk guy.
That stood out to me was driving with deployed airbags.
Yeah.
How do you do that?
You got Repetitive La Freak by Chic.
Yeah.
And you got Karaoke ABBA. What do you think? What's it going to be?
I'm thinking the karaoke music. Just
karaoke
gotta have
ABBA?
It. Yep, just got to have it.
Yeah.
Lincoln, what do you think? Huh? Ooh, are you going to sing? Are you going to sing this morning? Huh? Ooh. You going to talk?
Not yet? Sing in key together. You may have missed that yesterday.
You're not going to talk yet? I got to warm you up, huh?
Lincoln
was he here yesterday?
Yes, he was here yesterday.
I got you.
I brought him in because I didn't want to, like, introduce them on a day where it's his first time here.
Oh, I understand.
So I wanted him to understand, you know, this is Chase's territory until we get comfortable.
You know, Greg's doing really well with him. Oh, you mean my dog.
That was good. That was good. Look at that smile.
Stay tuned for more of the comedy of Rich Thomas here on News Talk 93.1 FM. You don't want to miss a single moment of it.
You're in the vault.
Yeah.
What station are we on now?
Yeah. Montgomery's Album Rock Station, 107.1. The vault. We have got a little bit of congestion around the boulevard right now, but we're mostly light to moderate. I-65 and 85, moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery. No real problems anywhere around the city. Buckle up, drive careful. We will keep you updated. Get ready for spring at Midtown Plaza. Shop Foot Locker, Sally Beauty, Profession Nail and Spa, and more. Midtown Plaza and straight off I-85, another great McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
All roads lead to Brubaker Motors, located on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery, Alabama. Don't get caught in traffic. Shop online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Rich may be getting closer there.
Look at that. Look at on his face. There we go. Oh, you won't hear that on the vault.
No. Although it could be background vocals for some of the
Jay. Say hi, Jay.
Vault hits.
Yeah.
Blair, welcome to the vault.
Oh. Hi.
Good morning. First of all, Greg, when you said about, I think your parents having a black and white dog, I immediately saw a Dalmatian, and I dialed, and I couldn't get through.
Oh. Well, we are hugely popular.
So you made me think, you tickled my memory, as they taught me in school. And the other thing is, I had a wonderful time last night. I got to meet Jessie Lynn. Everybody gave her such a warm reception.
Yes.
She's such a pretty young woman. And my friend that I brought with me for the first time won a CD.
Oh,
and
that's right. What was your friend's name?
It was a great evening. Paula Gray.
Paula, thanks for coming last night. It was great. We had a lot of newcomers, first-timers there last night.
Bet it wasn't an autographed one. I got an autographed one.
I beg your pardon. Jesse stood there and autographed mine. Thank you.
I did, and thank you guys so much for coming out, and to everybody who came out. We had an absolute blast. We didn't leave there till about 8:30 last night, and we had a blast, and thank you so much for coming out.
Well, thank you for coming, and God bless miss you. I wish you the best.
Well, thank you very much. God bless you guys, and thank you.
Don't forget our next big celebration at the Baumhauers will be Richmas.
Yes.
Yeah, I will be there.
When is Richmas?
You can go with my employment date, which is April 1st, or my first day on the air, which was April 4th, whatever.
So he'll have Richmas in April.
Yeah.
And then I'll have something in June, because I started in June.
Let's get Jay out. He loves to come out.
Oh, you know, you just can't
get... So we're going to go to Comic-Con?
You can't keep him away from...
Mm-hmm. I would like to talk to those of you who own a business. Maybe you provide a service, maybe you're in construction, whatever it is. There's a... somebody you can hire that will not cost you the usual benefits like having to process HR, health benefits, or any of that, but somebody who could end up being your most valuable employee. And that is the technology that DCCI can provide for your business. When it comes to tracking equipment, who's using it, what time, all of that stuff, at the end of the day, with a couple of clicks, DCCI can provide the owner of any business with a complete report on the day's operations. It's important to know. You pay the insurance tab, the lawyers target you, that your employees are driving the way they're supposed to with your company logo on the side of the vehicle. To be able to contact employees immediately, cell phones are no longer the way to do that. The two-way radio has made a big comeback. DCCI can help you streamline your communications with employees so you can operate much more efficiently. By the way, teenage driver in the family, they can help you keep track. It's always the old trust but verify system. And a whole range of radios like LTEs, Wi-Fi radios. They can help you in so many different ways, and all of it helps your bottom line without having to hire anybody. Call them at 780-1112 to see how they can help your business. 780-1112. That's DCCI.com with a double M.com. Darden Communications Consultants, Inc.
Hello, Montgomery. Crazy times make for crazy good deals. Get WOW Super Fast Internet 100 for the crazy low price of $29.99 per month. And get a free modem for 6 months. Offer details at WOWWay.com.
Wow. Hiring can be challenging, but ZipRecruiter makes it fast and easy. We talked to Monica Starks, who needed to hire for a pivotal role at her company, GS Group.
As the owner of a construction company, finding the right people is a very difficult task. So I use ZipRecruiter.
ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology identifies the right people for your job and actively invites them to apply, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Monica did, and that's how she found Lamont, her new project superintendent.
The job is so perfect for me. I had a career breakthrough. I would have never found this job if it wasn't for ZipRecruiter.
With ZipRecruiter, we've hired everyone from accountants to project managers to field scientists. With ZipRecruiter, we get hiring results.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
Hey, this is Ray Bowles of Prattville Carpet. And since we've been advertising on Blue Water, our sales have increased dramatically. Blue Water has a large listening audience that is very faithful to their advertisers, and we greatly appreciate that. If you're thinking about advertising for your business, I would highly recommend Blue Water.
Radio advertising works. Our advertisers swear by it. Call Blue Water Broadcasting if you want to find out how we can increase your sales and bottom line. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Ready for a refresh for your home or getting ready to sell? You don't have to hire a plumber, electrician, and carpenter to make it happen. Let Mr. Handyman help you. Call 219-8599 for an estimate today. Mr. Handyman specializes in home improvement, maintenance, and repair. One service can do it all. Update light fixtures and ceiling fans, paint cabinets, install tile, update outlets, change out sinks and faucets, repair fences, replace rotted wood, and so much more. Ask about senior and military discounts. Visit MrHandyman.com or call 219-8599.
While you may be making sure your pet has everything they need, the River Region Humane Societies need your help too. Blue Water Broadcasting and Rick's Jewelers are doing something about it. Help stuff our Sprinter van full of badly needed shelter supplies. Bring your donations to Rick's Jewelers in Prattville, where quality has been shining through for over 30 years. It's our annual Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Donate what you can. From Blue Water Broadcasting and Rick's Jewelers.
For more information on the Paw It Forward Pet Drive, go to newstalk931.com.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. Newstalk 93.1 FM WACV.
This is not headline news. The SpongeBob movie starts streaming today. That'll explain the longer wait if you order a pizza. Those darn stoners. Someone made a beer out of Cadbury cream eggs. It's the first beer that makes you throw up before you drink it. Best Buy is closing many of its stores. Now many are wondering where they'll go to decide what to order off Amazon. A woman was hit in the head by a man with a sock full of coins last week on a New York subway. The woman is fine and said she was lucky she wasn't nickel and dime to death.
That's funny.
In sports, Johnny Manziel now wants to be a professional golfer. His handicap? Bourbon. And today is National Grammar Day, or as most of Twitter knows it, Thursday. This is not headline news.
Here's an inventive dad, since he was just talking about beer. 36-year-old guy named Rudy William in Seattle. His 8-month-old daughter is not in the proper percentile of weight for her age, and the doctor said she needed to take in more calories.
Yeah.
Or it would become an issue. So he came up with a really inventive idea to get her to chug more formula by using a beer bong.
Oh, that's nice.
He built a baby beer bong out of a funnel and a tube and then attached the bottle nipple to the end of it and posted a... You should have seen this on your TikTok feed, Rich. Of his daughter just loving this. So it's worked, and the daughter is gaining the weight that she needs to gain.
And the child protective services are...
Well, I'm thinking if the...
knocking on the door?
If the dad is smart, he's going to patent that little idea so that other parents who have trouble getting their kids to reach the desired weight will be able to...
Use a beer pong.
Hey, I thought you might want to know the season finale of The Chase is tonight on ABC.
That's a show so popular they named it after my dog.
That's right, yes. Somebody actually took the time to come up with a list of Keanu Reeves' best movies and worst.
One of them was, I can't really name a bunch. Speed, is that one of them?
That's number five on the list. Okay. Behind John Wick, Bill and Ted, My Own Private Idaho.
That was a weird movie with
that sounds like the Joe Biden
with River Phoenix. That's a weird movie.
Matrix was number one. I never understood the Matrix. Tried it, didn't like it. And then the five worst: Generation Exposed, The Watcher, Replicas, and Little Buddha.
Okay.
They must be bad, because I never heard of any of those. I'm a big Keanu Reeves fan.
You ever met anybody named Keanu?
No. No, I have not. All right, let's wrap up with a visit with our friend Eddie at Prattville Farm Center. Eddie, how you doing, man?
I'm doing well. How are you this morning?
Oh, we couldn't be better.
We're bright-eyed, bushy-tailed, and ready to go, kind of like the weather today.
Yeah. Well, it is a beautiful day out there, no doubt.
We have a dog party in the studio, which reminds me that you guys have the best and freshest dog food, great value, and treats, leashes, and other dog-ready paraphernalia.
We sure do. And on those treats, we've even got some that have the probiotics and prebiotics and all the things for stiff joints, so you can give them a treat and help them feel better.
Wow, that's awesome. I didn't know about those. I might want to take a look at those next time I get in. And what else is hot as we hit the first week of March here?
Well, you know, believe it or not, I'm not going to say that I'm recommending it right now, but we've even got some tomato plants and stuff in for those that are adventurous and want to try to put a few out. And, you know, may have to cover them up a time or two or sit them in a window or sunroom or something like that. But for those that want to get a head start on it, we've got some tomato and pepper plants in. Hard to believe it's that time of year already, but we're here.
I was talking to my buddy Papa John, who's a farmer, last night at Baumhauer's about tomato plants and planting those.
Boy, you had a few good tomatoes last year for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's nothing better.
A good homemade tomato sandwich with a little mayonnaise and salt and pepper is hard to beat.
Boy.
Good stuff.
When's the